Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Are the age-old domestic skills of sewing, knitting, crocheting and darning our clothes dying out? Not only can repairing our clothes make garments last longer, but can be a much more sustainable option to the rising challenge of fast fashion. So how can we ensure that these essential skills aren't lost? I'm joined in studio by Aaron Murphy, Programme Manager of Rediscover Fashion, which is one of our four social enterprises based in the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun, and by Fionnuala Moran, broadcaster and sustainability influencer. Good morning, both of you. Aaron, can I start with you? Are these skills really being lost now? Or are we imagining a more thrifty, darning, repairing past that didn't exist?
No, I think they definitely are dying out. You know, many people have stories about their grandmothers or, you know, sitting, darning and fixing. These skills are definitely kind of dying out. We experience people coming in for workshops from school groups, and we have to show them how to hold a scissors, how to cut properly, how to tie a knot, you know. So
how to hold a scissors?
Yeah, yeah.
This
has happened, no. And I think part of the reason is that it's not part of the core curriculum of schools anymore. Digital literacy has kind of taken over that space in terms of essential life skills. So, you know, teachers are very pressured with their time in school. And it's kind of, some of them will opt to teach these things. But so it's kind of missing from that learning space. And then because adults are losing the skills as well, they're not being passed on at home either. So there is a definite gap, kind of generational gap in these skills. And also, you know, if you think about the way that we live our lives now, we're so busy and convenience has become such a key factor that actually sitting down and taking the time to learn the skills for ourselves, we just, you know, we may want to, but we just don't always have time. And, you know, because of fast fashion, it can be just easier, quicker to go out and buy a new thing if your pieces are...
Yes, but we do have the time. When you remove that temptation to pick up the attention box and have a look at it.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, the benefits of learning these skills are just manifold. You know, personally, they're good for our emotional well-being, stress management. For kids, they're really good for fine motor skills. You know, there's kind of decision making in a creative process as well. It's definitely so beneficial for us personally, but then also for the environment, because it is stepping away from.
Okay, I wonder about that now, because the sewing machine in my house growing up was an occasion of stress, and it was certainly a message that at 53 I still carry with me. Don't go near the sewing machine. Fionnuala, you did a refresher or a starter course on the sewing machine recently?
I'd love to call it a refresher, but it was absolutely a starter course. So I did one of Aaron's courses and I found it so empowering, because I spent a little Saturday morning going off into the Rediscovery Centre. Aaron was able to show us how to work the machine, and by the end of it, I was able to repair my own clothes.
And it was an alien object to you up until that?
I had got one for a birthday with the grand ambitions many moons ago of teaching myself how to do it. We got through a whole COVID pandemic. I still hadn't managed to teach myself how to do it. So I went into the expert, I learned how to do it, and then I was off on my merry way, fixing things that have been sitting there in a big pile, a well-meaning pile of repairs for
After
ages gathering dust. Well, I got the sewing machine for my birthday when I was 18.
I mean after how much tuition were you whipping up your
morning,
own set of curtains?
I think it was probably a two-hour lesson.
3 hour, yeah. So we teach this introduction to the sewing machine workshop, which really is about kind of getting people over their fears and over any kind of lingering stresses like your experience that you might have had.
I think of sewing machine,
up.
I think of holes in fingers. Do you have any?
All fingers intact.
So yeah, the aim of that workshop is to give people the confidence with their sewing machine and getting to know their sewing machine and the problems that you can encounter, and that you're not like, you haven't broken it if the threads all gather and the underneath is just, you know, a way to fix it and you can carry on your merry way.
Okay.
And it's such a good, like, people come out of it exactly with this experience. It's just so great to hear that they now kind of are at the start of their journey with the sewing machine.
So impress me, Fionnuala. What have you repaired?
Well, I'm wearing curtains today, and I'd love to take, if anyone's watching us on the,
you are.
This is, I know this is the radio, but if anyone has this on the news channel right now, now I'm not taking credit for this. This is an incredible Irish designer, Jen Byrne, but it just goes to show what we can do with any kind of dead stock fabric.
You did that.
No, I'm saying this is an incredible designer,
Jen Byrne.
But this is the level that I want to get to.
Okay, okay.
But like that, I had previously worked with Zipyard to do another collab, which was these neck curtains that came up my house. And again, I saw a fabric that was going to go to waste. It was just going to become another part of textile waste. And I wanted to reuse that into something and made a little red carpet dress out the neck curtains. So I want to be able to do those things myself. And that's the journey that I'm going on, learning how to do all these things from the incredibly talented people who haven't lost those skills. But at the moment, my skills are not at this level.
Net curtains, that's really impressive, because I thought after, well, a short number of years, they just turned to dust and sodden messes.
They're actually gorgeous quality, because my house is built in the 1950s. I imagine the curtains were from in and around then as well, and they're incredible quality because it's back when all of our materials were amazing, before everything kind of gone to plastic and these petrochemical materials as well. So really, really beautiful material to work with. And as much as they were net curtains, you wouldn't have looked at them and that wouldn't have been the first thing that you thought then. But it's just a kind of a learning piece then as well about what we can do with textile waste now, because it's over 100 billion items of clothing are made every year. Now less than 1% of those are recycled into new clothes. So there's a huge sustainability piece there that we can look into, and especially when we're reclaiming all of these skills that we did have, because it was my granny who would have been teaching me these things, and when she passed there was no one else then to keep passing on those skills.
How useful a skill is this in trying to repair fast fashion though? I look at some of the items that have come into our house and they're not repairable because the fabric itself, not the seams, the fabric has started to fall apart, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a key, like a factor of fast fashion. You know, the majority of our clothes are being made with petrochemicals, as you said, Fionnuala, and, you know, they're just not being made to last. There's built-in obsolescence inherent in the fast fashion production methods. So a lot of them are not repairable, unfortunately. But a lot of them are at the same time, and a lot of them you can actually alter to kind of fit in with the next style or whatever. And we actually run a sustainable fashion competition for teenagers that is asking them to kind of learn these skills and
to refashion the fast fashion.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. So they have to create an outfit from pre-loved textiles, and it is asking them and giving them the opportunity to learn skills to be able to do you know, counter fast fashion, basically.
Beyond the sewing machine, what skills are you teaching and what are people interested in learning?
So we teach a lot of basic repair skills, which are hand sewing. And I love giving these workshops because they're just a needle and a thread away from everybody. So you don't need a sewing machine. You don't need, you know, the skills or the know-how to use a sewing machine to be able to take part in repairing your clothes.
I used to darn stuff an awful lot. One of the reasons that I don't anymore, failing eyesight makes the threading of needles next to impossible. Have you a solution for me?
There are various little tools that you can buy that are trying to address specifically magnifying glass, maybe.
Don't they have the ones that fit in your fingers as well? Little finger magnifying
glasses. Yeah, and they have
ones
that you can wear around your neck as well.
Yeah. There you go. Sorted.
Wear it around my neck. Now, I think that that's a level of commitment that I'm just not going to make. So are you seeing a little bit of a revival in terms of your interactions with people online, Fionnuala?
Yeah, certainly. Like all of the different craft things, there's stuff people are really craving at the moment. As we said, like just getting off our phones as well, having anything else to do with our hands is absolutely brilliant. But even from a celeb endorsement side of things, we've all seen Tom Daly doing all his lovely knitting at the side of swimming pools and different things like that. And then now after big Hollywood production, Charlize Theron and Julia Roberts are gifting a lot of cast members knitted items as well. So there is kind of that top down celeb thing of people really endorsing these skills as well as a lovely kind of really thoughtful thing to give someone, because what is more special than something you've spent so much time
creating?
Does
that actually translate to the real world, or does it just remain something that he's commented upon and clicked and liked?
Personally, I think so, because my mother-in-law, Christine Hartigan, incredible knitter, and the jumper I have from her is one of my most cherished possessions. So like that, if anyone has kept the skills alive alive. I just think it's such a fantastic present to be able to gift someone. Like, there is no more special thing you could possibly get from someone than something someone has knitted. We all know, like, the family heirlooms, whether they're knitted for babies or anyone else, is the most special thing ever. And thankfully now, even though, as we've said, the skills have died out, like, there was that big gap where disposability just reigned supreme, but now I think we are climbing back to this. And there's another brilliant person, Miriam Keegan. She was a primary teacher herself. She's so sustainable on Instagram, spelt like sewing, and she's, after bringing this in just this summer, first time it's happened in Ireland, she's training primary school teachers now over the summer how to bring all of these skills, sewing, knitting, into her classrooms all over the country then, and teach people the importance of the fast fashion piece with climate action, how important all of that is, through the fun sewing classes that she's creating. It's all Department of Education certified as well, so brilliant way to start people off young.
If there's a lack of knowledge that is separating me from a more thrifty future, but also a lack of time, Aaron, a time to go and do one of these courses, though, mind you, a Saturday morning doesn't exactly sound like a major commitment, does it? Are there online resources that will get me started down this road?
There are so many online tutorials. You look up any kind of technique and you'll be able to find really comprehensive tutorials about these. And actually, we're developing a lot of resources for that Reel of Fashion competition that will help students and teenagers be able to look up, you know, how to sew a seam, how to deconstruct a piece of clothing, how to repair a patch on a...
Okay. Yeah, that type and you of break thing. It down into those smaller tasks.
Smaller tasks, yeah, yeah.
Rather so than if you, say, if you looked make up, your own wedding dress.
Wouldn't recommend.
Yeah, no, it's all about
there.
Building up the skills. And always, you know, I always kind of recommend that people start with smaller, easier projects to kind of build up your confidence, because if you decide that you want to make a wedding dress and, you know, it doesn't turn out how you're never going to sew again, you know. So actually making a pin cushion is a really good thing to start with, because it's like cycling or something, you know. There's so many different elements that you kind of need to build up confidence with, so, and dexterity as well, and, you know, practice makes perfect, really, do you know?
Does upcycling, Fionnuala, remain one of those kind of more talked about than practiced things? Because, you know, there's an awful lot, again, separating you from your vision and your dream.
Absolutely, yeah. I think so at the moment, but I think it is that kind of thing. It is aspirational for people at the minute as well. So when we don't have those skills, it does kind of make you go like, oh, like, I wish I could do something like that, especially now for festival season. You'll see all of the coolest outfits going around the festivals. They weren't just swipe up to buy this entire outfit. They were things that people really considered. They put them together with their own spin and their own style on it, and they have reinvented something. So I think even with the All-Ireland finals on at the moment, one cool example of this is a gal called Sophie, again spelt like sewing, but she's putting really cool lace things on all of the different counties GA jerseys, so it makes it different and it makes it a fashion piece then, as opposed to just going off in the bog standard. So that is something that's essentially been upcycled with really cool lace on it. But anything like
lace
that,
on GA on county jerseys,
look her up, it looks amazing. But yeah, like that, it's just a really cool little twist. She found the skills to go off and learn how to sew, and now she's doing this really cool thing, and it's after making a business out of it.
And everybody's going to be traipsing off down to the picnic in these now, do you think?
I think so, yeah, they're very popular.
What's the best bit of upcycling you've seen, Aaron?
Ooh, so to mention the Reel of Fashion competition again, because what comes like through as the entries, the outfits are just astounding. And this year, one of my favourite ones was kind of 1980s bridesmaid's dress that was refashioned into a two-piece kind of cord. And it was the classic, like with the puffy sleeves and just to kind of to take that and reimagine that. But like you should check out the website, the Reel of Fashion website, because there's all of the past winners on it, and they're all so inspiring, all of these outfits, like things made from bed sheets, things made from...
Okay. And in the last 10 seconds, give us the website address again.
It is reelofffashion.ie.
Excellent. Aaron, Fionnuala, thank you both very much. That's all that we have time for today. Thank you for listening. The programme was produced by Nicole Keohane, researcher Emma Cawley, broadcast coordinator Aina Thacker, and on sound, Liam Mullen.